Welcome to episode 7 of I Wish I Was Brave With, the 10 pod radio show where I go through every issue by issue of every classic Valiant book and kind of canon order for canon I found online a long time ago. I actually recorded this particular episode exploring the original Dr. Solar Man and Atom number 1 about a month or two ago, but I accidentally recorded back over it, so I'll try to make it as good as I can, but get a little frustrated when that happens. So, but a little background on the character of Dr. Solar for people who may not know that much about the character. It's an American comic book. It was created by Paul S. Newman and editor Matt Murphy, and the original artist was Bob Fujitani, I think is how you spell his name, Fujitani. The character first appeared in Dr. Solar Man and the Atom number 1 in 1962, published by Go Key Comics, and it's appeared in several incarnations, the classic Valiant run, Dark Horse Comics, and Dynamite has, it's the couple of characters that Dynamite has with like Torak and Magnus, now that's not in the Valiant universe because Double Valiant didn't own those. Those are characters that they actually licensed through a licensing deal. The issue I got here, which is a reprint of a couple of books, a couple of things right off the bat. Like, this doesn't publish directly like the first three books in order, but it takes a couple of them out of the series, the original run. It's issue 2, 6, and 5, according to Inside this collection. It's interesting in the fact that he doesn't get the costume, which is like, because Solar's not like a superhero character, really, and I think he works best when you don't try to make him into a superhero character. I think that's what Valiant did very well early on. I like that. And, like, he doesn't even get the costume in this one until the very last story. Again, with some of these older books, the stories are alright. I don't like them as much as I do more modern storytelling methods. I do love all the old Go Key covers, though. I go on and on about that every time I review one of these reprint issues. The first of the Go Key covers that's in here, Solar's fighting a guy in, like, a firefighter's outfit because the guy's burning stuff. I just love those painted covers. Like, they don't get, I know some people did some kind of homages to these covers in more modern times, but like, these covers really don't get the credit they deserve. And that weird thing with Solar and these other issues that you see in this cover is they made his mouth kind of bluish at times, which I don't get that. I mean, bluish, greenish, I guess it depends on the coloring. It's kind of odd, I don't know, but like I said, I'm a big fan of these old covers. The second of the old covers that's reprinted in the back, and I'm glad they did that, is one, it's actually really cool. It's got like, as if it was a cover and both sides were torn from it, and then put onto a black background cover, and it basically has him, I don't know, turning nuclear in a way, but it's a really nice one. And the third one is actually more of a superhero cover with him punching somebody, which is always weird when Solar punches somebody like that. And there's always, like, these type of covers, there's always a lot of going on, and, like, this one, he's punching a guy. And it's really nice image because it's going through a chair and then hitting the guy. And then you got the female characters in the background locked in a glass tube while the bad guy gets knocked into a raid at blasts him and stuff. So it's, like, a lot going on, but really nice cover. And then, but I wanted to also, in this particular issue, because most of these are going to be short unless I have a guest on, which I have some lined up for the new year to be on here, but I try not to say too much, still with the teeth issues. February comes, I'll be talking a lot better, but I wanted to explore some of the history of Solar while I was here, and talk about it, And some of the things I liked about the character, like, I liked the fact that even though he had his own run in the classic variant run books, he had his own ongoing series. He was very much, in a way, a background character, but he was almost like a godlike character that would appear in some ways. I just thought they handled it perfectly. And I always thought, in a way, that Superman should be handled that way. Maybe not. I mean, Superman can have his own books, and, like, I don't think overexposure hurts Superman. I think it really hurts, a character like Solar, who's actually really, really powerful. Third of Valiant books, which we'll get to in time, had stuff like Barry Windsor Smith's artwork, which made that work really, really well. Those first appearance, there's people who appear in those books early on, like Eternal Warrior, the Harbinger Foundation, Geomancers, Exo Manowar. I think a lot of that stuff appears early on in the Solar book because it's the flagship book. And of course, when Acclaim bought it, they basically tried to make all the Valiant books more mainstream, and that hurt them overall. I haven't read any of the Solar books since Dynamite has took over. I'd like to. I know you got Solar, Turok, Magnus, Robot Fighter, and I'd like to read some of those, so I might check those out at a different time. And yeah, I'd probably review them on here as like a special episode. And like, Solar's powers, he's a scientist, first of all. Which I think is really important when it comes to, and I think it would be good if they could get people with science backgrounds to write these type characters. When you got somebody like Solar or Firestorm, their characters are so based on intelligence in a lot of ways. Like, where Green Lantern can work on intelligence and creativity, I think these characters work better on intelligence, even though, like, creativity can help, like, with Firestorm, where you got two characters, you got Ronnie Raymond, or whoever's in there, and then it's got the professor. I think it works very good, but you need that character that's, like, really intelligent to go with the character who's creative. So, like, with Solar, I think it would be best if you had a scientific person to work on it and explore those stories, because if you don't, they are going to end up being more superhero stories or very convoluted. But I enjoyed this first volume of this and hope to read more. And that'll end this episode. I am releasing one podcast a day this month in December, leading up to the release of 10 Universe's next book, 10 Universe Middle Grade Series number 4, which will be coming out on Christmas Eve. So you should check that out. Check everything 10 Universe out at 10universe.blogspot.com. It's also a Saturday, so I'm kind of tired. But I hope everybody has a good weekend, has a good holiday season, has a good Christmas, Kwanzaa, Passover. I'm forgetting so many. Happy holidays. Love you. Love those you love.
Decision like